I'm Nikki Ouellette. Glacier National Park has a new ranger. Gracie is a 2-year-old border collie. Starting in mid-July, Gracie will herd mountain goats and bighorn sheep out of popular areas, like the parking lot and trails at Logan Pass, to keep humans and wildlife a safe distance from each other.
Gracie bound.
But before heading up to the pass, she needs training. Today, she's working with Allie Cowan, a trainer at the Wind River Bear Institute south of Missoula. Allie is trying to get Gracie to move 5 sheep in circles around a small pen.
Getting a border collie to drive, basically stay behind and push forward, is a little bit tougher than it would be for, say, like a blue heeler that is bred to drive cattle.
No, she's really excited. She wants to get into it.
So for Gracie, we are working against that instinct a little bit because for a wild sheep or goat, we don't want her bringing them closer to people. We want her pushing them away.
Mountain goats especially have set up camp in the parking lot at Logan Pass. Mark Beal, the wildlife manager who will handle Gracie, thinks it's because people up there scare away predators. While that makes it really convenient to see wildlife, Beal says that closeness presents some problems.
We did see a lot of, you know, crazy stuff up there, people getting way too close and trying to take pictures or surrounding a goat, you know, with the kid on the outside running around crying, trying to get to mom, but, you know, there's 15 people around mom taking a picture, and, you know, that's kind of unacceptable.
Beal says that he's seen as many as 4 to 5 red flag incidents in an hour on the trails around Logan Pass. Nothing serious so far, but more and more tourists are coming to the park each year. Crowds have been growing in Yellowstone, too, and it's been a struggle keeping them a safe distance from wild animals. Managers can't police every encounter. It's up to people to know and follow park guidelines. Beal says that's also part of Gracie's job, to help teach people what's okay when viewing wildlife.
So that's kind of what we're going for. It's a double-pronged attack of, shepherding them away and then educating the public.
Wildlife shepherding is a tactic that's been used north of the border in Waterton Lakes National Park. The town of Waterton was having a big problem with aggressive deer protecting their newborns. The deer were attacking tourists and even killed a few pet dogs.
So we were wondering how we could change that situation and bring things a little more back into balance.
That's Dennis Madsen, Resource Conservation Manager for Waterton Lakes National Park. Madsen says that 8 years ago, it was normal to see 30 to 40 aggressive encounters with deer in a season. In 2009, the park hired a handler and a team of border collies to herd deer out of Waterton. They did it for 5 weeks each season, when deer were most aggressive right after giving birth in May. The results were almost instant.
For everybody involved, the deer and the dogs, it only took a day or two for everyone to figure out what their role was. And after the first week, the deer really became to understand that that was the new reality in the town site.
Within 3 years, the number of aggressive encounters fell from 40 each season to 4. This year, the deer shepherding program is on hiatus to test if deer have permanently learned to stay out of Waterton during fawning season.
So this is a natural behavior that just reinforces their natural instinct to behave as a prey species and show respect to the predators.
That's exactly how Mark Beal hopes goats and sheep will react at the parking lot in Glacier.
Logan Pass, you have to admit, is a unique area where you can drive to go see bighorn sheep and mountain goats. And so we don't want to ruin that experience, but we do want to get them a safer distance away.
Oh, shoot, she almost had
almost
it.
Had it.
And cut in.
Back at the training pen south of Missoula, Gracie still needs some practice.
So she started off with a couple little blast-offs, but notice how much she slid down.
Yeah.
She's working. Look at her tail.
Yeah.
Her tail's down.
But eventually, she manages to drive the sheep instead of fetch them.
Good job, Grace.
Beal and Gracie start working at Logan Pass in mid-July. Visitors at Glacier National Park can catch them in action once a week throughout the summer. Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.